All right. Let's see my glasses. Have you guys had a good week? Oh, man. We're going to finish up this series today on preparing for our future. If you guys want to get your outline out, we looked at a couple of steps last week. We looked at the negative steps, and the reason why I told y'all that I wanted to spend a couple of weeks on this is that the battle for our minds is intense, and because it's intense, it's intense because whatever gets your mind gets you. And so I really wanted to spend a lot of time on that. And we talked about 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. I told y'all last week 35, but it's 3 through 5. It says, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power. Boy, divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Sorry about putting that word diving in there. I had the pool on my mind. But a stronghold we talked about is a false idea that dominates your life, and we got to pull these strongholds down. And we started last week trying to figure out, how do we make our mind? And the very first point we looked at was, don't believe everything you think. Just because you and I have a thought, don't make it true. Just doesn't make it true. We have an amazing ability to lie to ourselves because the heart is deceitful. We talked about, I said, you can't be trusted to tell yourself the truth all the time. You just can't do it. The second thing we talked about was guarding your mind against garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. It's kind of a cliche that we talked about, but guard your mind. Guard your mind. You know, and I ask you, did you ever put anything before your eyes that were worthless? And so that's where we're at. And to catch up on that, the long version, if you want to, get the CD outside. They're free from last week. And we're going to pick up here. So if we're going to master our mind, we say we don't believe everything you think. Got to guard your mind. So those are the negative things. This week we're going to finish up with the three positive things that we really need to do to be all that God wants you to be, and that have to do with the mind. That have to do with the mind. Number three, real quick. Never let up on learning. Never let up on learning. Make learning a lifetime thing. Because it's really, to be a disciple means to be a learner. And so to follow Jesus means to be a learner. You can't be a disciple of Jesus if you don't keep on learning. So never let up on learning. Jesus said in his word to learn of him and from him. You know, but a lot of people, as I look around, they act as though their education ended at graduation. Some of you guys hadn't checked out a book in 10 years. Let me say, some of you hadn't cracked a book. I don't expect you to go to the library. But some of you hadn't cracked a book in 10 years. You're thinking, you know, I got all my education behind me. And it shows. Amen? It shows. So guys, we've got to keep on learning. We've got to keep on growing. And we've got to keep on developing. You know, as your pastor, if you want to be a leader, And I want you to be a leader as your pastor. But if you want to be a leader, I want to tell you something. All leaders are learners. The moment you stop learning, you stop leading. Because you can't take somebody further than where you've gone. You just can't do it. You know, you can learn stuff from people. You know, if you ask the right questions. You know, what I found out is, contrary to popular belief, and I've been told I know it all a lot, but everybody is ignorant in different subjects. So we can all learn. Ask questions. Ask anybody. Everybody has some sort of reservoir that they can teach you. But what you and I have to do is be humble enough to listen. Be humble enough to be teachable. You can even learn from people that you disagree with. Do you know that? Because you know, even a broke clock's right twice a day. That's the way I look at it. I disagree with people. A broke clock's right twice a day. So every once in a while they may say something. You know, be humble. Be teachable. That wasn't very humble. But I met quite a few broke clocks this week. Hopefully I straightened them up. I know I wound them up. Anyway. Anyway. Proverbs 18:15. I better hush. The mind of a smart person is eager to get knowledge. The wise person listens to learn more. Proverbs 10:14 says, wise men store up knowledge. Knowledge is the only thing in Scripture that we're told to store up. To store up, because we will have it for eternity. Knowledge is far more important than wealth. Well, how do I store up knowledge? Two ways. Reading and relationships. Reading and relationships. I know you say, oh, Jim, I don't like to read. I just do not like to read. Well, fine. You can listen. There's audio books. There's podcasts. There's MP3s. There's CDs. You know, all kind of stuff now. There's no reason that you shouldn't read. I'm going to tell you something. Your lives will be largely influenced by the books you read and the people you meet. Largely influenced. You got to be intentional to do it on purpose, on both. You know, I'm going to do something that starting next month, actually the fourth Tuesday in July. I actually want you to start it today if you can. I'm going to throw myself out there and I'm going to commit to a year. Every last Tuesday of the month, we're going to meet here at 7:30. But I'm going to pick some of my favorite books and some of my new books. And I've always wanted to do a book club. A book club. Man, I can't wait. I ain't going to pick no big books. But the way I see it is, if I want y'all to read, why can't I get in there with you and lead you, and we start this book club, and I meet up here with you. But I'm going to give y'all my book that I'm going to read this month. I've already read this book twice, but I'm going to read it again. And we'll do these together. But this month, starting today, or tomorrow, whatever you'd like. This is one of my favorite books. It's in my top three, I guess. It's called In a Pit with a Lion on a Snowy Day. It's about how to survive and thrive when opportunity roars. I'm going to leave this book up here. Actually, they got them on sale right now. I'm not trying to Barnes and Noble for $6.98. But this is going to be the book. You can Nook it or Kindle it or whatever you call that. But I'm going to leave this up here. And there's a sign-up sheet. I'd like for you to put your name and your email. But I want to meet with you on the fourth Tuesday of each month. We'll decide on a new book, and we'll discuss this one. We'll eat. I'll make a buttermilk pie. I made two of them this morning. They smell good. Made them for my family get-together. That ought to be a hoot. I'm going to the Pinkards in Rockmart. But we got to be intentional. So I would like for you guys to join with me, if you will, in this book club that we're going to be starting. But anyway, there's a sign-up sheet. You know, give me your email. Please give me your email. I don't want to have to call you. I know I'm talking about relationships, but I don't want to get hung up on the phone with you. I love, maybe I shouldn't have said it like that, but it's the truth. But we talked about twice in the book of Proverbs. It says store up, store up, store up. These are commands. Proverbs 19:8 says this: those who get wisdom do themselves a favor, and those who love learning will succeed. Now, how many of you woke up this morning and said, I want to fail? Everyone wants to be successful because the alternative is failure. And as your pastor, I want you to succeed. And the Bible says those who love learning will succeed. And we're going to learn by reading and relationships. That's why we talk about small groups all the time here. You know, it's wise to learn from each other. You know, it's wise to learn from experiences of others. It's wiser to learn from somebody else's mistakes than make them your own. It's a lot less painful. I don't have time to make all the mistakes myself, so I'd like for you to make a few and share them with me. All right? So, that's why we do small groups. So if you want to be a part of the book club, you know, put that stuff down there. And you know, we're going to be a 12-month commitment. We're going to read a book a month. You know, 12 books a year. Isn't that something? Some of you, and I know I'm not making fun of you, sort of. It'd take 12 years to read 12 months, 12 books. But we're going to read one a month. I ain't going to get no big ones, no War and Peace, nothing like that. Number four, how do we make the most of our mind is renew your mind daily. Renew your mind daily with God's Word. It's God's Word that has the power to renew our mind. Guys, I got to tell you something. Your mind gets tired. Your mind gets weak. And God's Word has the power to renew it. So if you're going to change anything, it's going to start with your mind. It's got to start with your mind. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. If you want to know what God's will is for your life, then it's got your mind has to be transformed by renewing it. How? Daily engagement. Daily engagement with the Word of God. I ain't even talking about daily reading here. I'm talking about engagement. Have engagement with the Word of God daily. Listen, read it. If you're saying, if you don't know how to study it, if you don't know how to study the Word of God, I would encourage you to go back and do the 40 days in the Word. 40 days in the Word. Form another small group. See Derek and Sheila about doing that. We've got the stuff for you on how to study the Word of God. You need to. Why do we renew our minds? Look what the Bible says in Isaiah. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, whose thoughts are fixed in you. What do you think about most in your life? Whatever you think about most in your life, whether it's golf, whether it's a boat, whether it's fishing, hunting, career, you know, whatever it is, that's your God. That's your God. You know, where you spend your time, where you spend your money, you know, what you think about most, that's your God. That's your God. But this word says, fix your mind. Fix your mind every day with God. Fix it. Here's what I would suggest. Start every day by listening to the Word or reading the Word before anything else. Let His Word, right after coffee, be the first thing in your life. Let His Word. Because I'm going to tell you what studies have shown. Those of you guys that know me know I love stats. But it says that the first 5 or 10 minutes of your day determine your mind or determine your mood for the rest of the day. Don't start it with bad news. Don't turn on the TV. Start it off with the Word of God. I'm telling you, turn on the CNN, you're going to be in a bad mood all day. Number five. We're going pretty quick today. Y'all just think we are. Because here's where I really love. Number five is let God stretch your imagination. Let God stretch your imagination. This is why I wanted to start off with this book. Let God stretch your imagination. You got to have a dream. You got to have a vision. And you got to have a goal. God can't help you fulfill a vision. God can't help you meet a goal if you don't have one. If you don't have one, you got to have a dream. Let God expand your imagination. Acts 2:17 says, in the last days, I love this verse, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. And your old men will dream dreams. Your old men will dream dreams. Remember we talked about last week, where there is no vision, the people perish. If you don't have a dream for your family, dads, if you don't have a vision for your family, they're going to just wander. You and your family will just drift through life. If you don't have a dream, then you're not living. You're just existing. You're just existing. If you don't have goals, your life is out of control without a vision. Your life is out of control. That phone messed me up. See that ADD? You know what I found out as far as being pastor of the church? We're going on 14 years. Nothing happens until somebody starts dreaming. Nothing happens until somebody starts dreaming. Everything that's ever accomplished starts with a dream. No building was ever built without a dream. Those 100 orphans that Daryl and them are over there seeing right now started with a dream. A dream. Nothing's accomplished. Believe it before you see it. Your life and the quality of life will be largely determined by the dreams that you allow God to give you. The imagination is the preview of tomorrow. God wants to help you with. We learn from yesterday. We live in today, but we dream about tomorrow. We dream. I forgot who said it. I actually believe it was Napoleon. Said imagination rules the world. Imagination rules the world. My question is what would you attempt if you knew that you couldn't fail? What would you attempt if you knew you couldn't fail? So my challenge for you is to set a big dream. Don't dream small. You know what we need at North Point and the whole world for that matter is Christian great dreamers. We need great Christian dreamers. Did you know you are most like God when you create? Because God was the creator. You're most like him. You get in the likes with people like C.S. Lewis, Tolkien, Chesterton, Karen Kingsbury, Ted Decker, Jeannie Smith, Rick Warren. Creative. Whether it's crafts, closing deals, writing, sales, it's okay to be creative. Do what God created you to do. If God created you to make deals and you do that and you're creative, you know what God says? That's my boy. That's my boy. That's my boy. If you're creative and God created you to be an accountant, and you do what God, created you to do, that's my girl. That's my girl. We need Christian dreamers. We need Christian entrepreneurs. It brings glory to God when we use our creativity. So if you're going to be a leader, what you don't see is far more important than what you see. Far more important. Imagination is seeing with the eyes of the heart. It's these spiritual eyes. So as your pastor, I'm begging you to dream great dreams. Dream big dreams. Stretch your imagination. If you do, it'll blow your mind for the glory of God. Ephesians 3:20. From time to time, I wear an old rubber bracelet that has this verse imprinted on it. She says, "Now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. May he be given glory forever and ever through endless ages because of his master plan of salvation for the church through Jesus Christ." Well, far more than we could ever imagine. Did you know most time you can separate folks into two groups? Thinkers and doers. Did y'all know that? For the biggest part. I can probably add a few more groups if I want to get mean. Thinkers and doers. Here's another challenge for you guys. You thinkers, you need to do more. Doers, you need to think more. Not one or the other. 1 Peter 1:13 says, therefore. Now, therefore is important in the Bible. That means, all right, now I just read a therefore. Shut up and pay attention to what's next here. Because there's something they put it therefore. Prepare your minds for action. Prepare is thinking, action is doing. Do both. I want to end today. I'm done, and you folks get to go play out there. I want to give you something to help you. Remember, I'm going to give you an acrostic if you want to write this down real quick. And I want you to make a covenant with me to do it, if you will. The acrostic is think. Think. This is to help manage your mind, to help you mind your mind. The T, test every thought. Test every thought. The H, helmet your head. Just guard your mind. I, imagine great thoughts. N, nourish a godly mind and do it daily. I want to tell you something. If you guys don't do it, I really am not trying to lift myself up. I know some of you guys are hooked on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. If you just want to read a daily devotional, I put mine on Facebook every day. I know some of you guys read it, and if you guys would like to read that, you know, ask me about being my friend, and I'll pray about it, and I'll get back with you on that. But the K is keep on learning. Keep on learning. Leaders keep learning. Stop learning, stop leading. Be diligent. So, test every thought, helmet your head, imagine great thoughts, nourish a godly mind, keep on learning. That's all I got today. Hope you have a great day with your children and grandchildren, nephews, friends, whatever. But mostly I hope you have a great day with God. I really do. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. I thank you for the folks that are going to sign up, that we're going to keep learning more about you. I look forward to it. So Lord, protect our minds. Help us test each thought. Help us nourish you daily. Help us to remember, as soon as our feet hit the floor, to start off this day with you. If it's just 5 or 10 minutes, that you will set the tone. Lord, we love you. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.